Let me see if I can do this while I'm doing an Uber run. So the new birth. Is the real deal. That's what this whole thing's about, the new birth. You have a natural birth, and you must have a new birth, just like the first birth. To escape this place, you got to have another birth, a spiritual birth. You got a natural birth and a spiritual birth. Just like you came out of the womb of the woman into this place, you leave the womb of this place into another place. And just like you have a new birth, just like you have a birth from the woman, then a new birth, you have a daily birth. It's a daily birth. A new birth every day. That's the sanctification process. You're justified, sanctified, glorified. Justified, sanctified, glorified. When we see him, we'll be like him. When you see Jesus, you'll be like him. The natural is just natural. You can't expect much from the natural. Only thing you can expect from the natural is sin and death. The natural plane is sin and death. What can you expect from a natural person? If you're a saved man and you got this unsaved woman, she's not saved. She's never been born again. She's never been saved. And you say, I'm going to marry her. What do you expect from a natural creature? The natural, the fleshly, the earthly, the temporal. What is the temporal? Time. Stuck in time. Stuck in the cycles, round and round and around and around and around. I really can't talk to people who are. All I can do, I really can't talk to the unsaved anymore. All I can do is tell them how to be saved. I really don't have anything in common. The human. The natural human, I am not even connected. I have no, there's nothing, there's no connection to a natural human. Now, a spiritual human, that's a different story. But the human who's just base nature, natural, I really have nothing to say to them. I have nothing in common. I really cannot rub shoulders with them. They want you to go spend time. How? Watch their TV shows and listen to their music. It's stupid. I had somebody riding in the car the other day, yesterday. It was just stupid stuff. That's why I listen to classical music. There's no words. I don't have to be indoctrinated by somebody else's words. They cannot rightly divide the word of truth. The natural human, the unregenerated human, has no truth. They have no truth. I want you to wake up. They're dead. I want you to really wake up to the fact that the people around you who are not saved, they really are just dead. They're tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. They're people pleasers, lovers of pleasures, that lovers. They just are stuck in the natural. They can't even see the fact that they're in a repeat. If you ask them, say, hey, does it feel like every day's a repeat? They say, yeah. And you say, well, it is. They don't understand. How's that possible? They think this is going to be forever. This is not going to last forever. The fact that it's not going to last forever tells you it's a simulation. If something is going to come to an end, it's a simulated reality. If it's going to be for eternity, that's a different story. God is going to make a new heaven, a new earth. You can't even, it's not even entered into the mind of man what God has prepared for him. But you can use your imagination, and whatever you imagine is going to be like a thousand times, a million times better. But imagine the new heaven and new earth where there's no sin, there's no death, there's no crying, there's no ignorance, there's no selfishness, There's no narcissists. There's no government officials lying to you. There's no medical doctors lying to you. You're healthy. You have...
In 1 mile, turn right on Johnson Street.
You don't get sick. You don't get sick. Think about it. You can think it and you're there. You can almost do that now. You can think, I want to go here, and you're there instantly. You're already there as soon as you think it. You can almost do it now if you really get into serious meditation. I'm not saying you're going to teleport necessarily, but I'm going to say the distance between here and there is not as much when you're in the spirit walk. But when you're in the natural walk, the drudgery of life is just the natural mind, you know. Yeah, this life can be drudgery, but if you're turning the truth over in your mind, your drudgery goes away.
In a quarter mile, turn right on Johnson Street using the right lane.
Anyway, let me cut this off. If you really think about it, this place is not something to build your kingdom on at all.
Turn right on Johnson Street.
I look back at a lot of stuff that used to bother me, and I'll just laugh about it now. It's just foolishness. Everywhere you look, just foolishness.
Just ahead, turn left on East Paris Avenue.